comfortable. Now I invite you to very gently alter your attention just slightly. Continue to be mindful of your breathing, but with a small part of your attention at least. Observe the quality of your experience of attention. As you observe the breath, or as you become distracted. What is the feeling tone of that experience? Is there a quality maybe of moving towards, or perhaps pushing away, or anything else? comes up for you in terms of what's the experience like, the quality of it. Now stay with the mindfulness of breathing, basically like an anchor. Anchor yourself there. But anytime you notice you've been pulled away from the breath, note what you see, note what it is that pulls you away. For instance, it could be a noise. And then you might just label that noise and come back. Could be an emotional state, such as worry. Could be a mental process, planning. Don't really go looking for stuff, but anything that occurs other than your breathing, make a note of what that is. See what it's like to note that experience. You can also do that with bodily sensations. For instance, I might notice my shoulder is tense and might label that tension. If it ever becomes frustrating, there's a couple of options. One would be to label the frustration. And another would be to simply drop the practice for a few minutes and just come back to your breathing. And now we're going to change gears a little bit. And I invite you to think of a time recently, if possible, but it doesn't have to be recent, when you became afraid. And with any of these practices, this is important to try to think of something with enough intensity where it was fear, but not so much that it was overwhelming. So don't pick an extremely overwhelming event. But as much as possible, remember a situation, a time when you became afraid. And very gently touch the edges of it. From a container of mindfulness, really explore the edges of that fear and explore what it felt like. You might evoke or remember the situation. What was the situation? Who was there? What triggered the fear? And how does the fear express itself in your physiology and in your emotional stage, in your thoughts? And let's end this practice by using that as a tool for compassion. So begin by reconceptualizing that fear. Consider that it is a whatever the experience is for you, that it's somehow a human experience. So bring to mind all the people who also experience something similar on an emotional level. And allow your awareness to go as wide as it will and imagine all of the ways that people experience fear, just like yours. And then send out a heartfelt, compassionate wish to yourself and those countless others that their fear somehow and in some ways becomes alleviated. So maintain an awareness of the ever-presence of this fear, but also send out compassion to soothe the fear. You may recite in your mind, "May we all be free of this suffering." May we all be free of the fear. May we all know peace, security, comfort. May we all be free of the fear. May we all know peace and joy. May we all have security and comfort. And imagine that this is so, that in some ways, compassion has alleviated the suffering. And if possible, take joy in that recognition. Return simply to your breathing. And gradually and gently come back to this space, moving your body as needed, opening your eyes when you're ready.